Welcome back to AM Colorado News Talk 1310 KFKA with your hosts, Tom and Devin. And joining us in studio, local author, Greeley raised, but not necessarily born, right?
No.
David Jessup. So you went to see, you graduated from Greeley High School.
That's right, 1959.
Seems like yesterday.
Yeah.
So David Jessup is the owner of the Sylvandale Ranch. And he has just written a book, published a book about fiction, about the very first settler in the Big Thompson Canyon area. So, David, why don't you give our listeners a little bit of background on why you decided to write the book, what inspired you, and just kind of the journey that went along with doing the research and everything that went into it.
The book is called Mariano's Crossing, and it's named after Mariano Medina, who had a crossing location on the Big Thompson River back in the 1860s and 1870s. And the book is based on real people who lived back then, but it's entirely fictional. And it's basically a story about a mother, a father, and a young suitor who struggle to control the future of a 15-year-old girl until their struggle spirals out of control to disastrous consequences. And I was inspired to write the book because of an incident I read about. I love to read history. And one of the incidents I read about was how the mother, who was a Flathead Indian woman, stole her young daughter's body after the daughter died, stole her body out of their house on the Big Thompson River, and spirited it off to give it a secret burial somewhere to the west, in one of the ridges to the west. And I thought, wow, that's interesting. And history doesn't always give you the whys of what happens. It only gives you the whats. So I wanted to explore the whys, and that's what got me started researching and writing this book. So I just made up a story to account for some of the facts I knew about and invented the people's personalities and backgrounds in order to account for those facts.
So do we ever know why the little girl's body was stolen?
Yes. Oh, that's I can't reveal that here over the radio station.
No,
You have to buy the book.
I got that. I just want to know. I want to make sure when I read it, I'm going to get as many answers as I can. Well, and did you travel to some of these places to find out where some of these people came from and to learn more about where they were from?
Yes, I did. With my wife, we visited the Flathead Indian Reservation up in Montana several years back to get a sense for that landscape and the people. And we visited Taos, New Mexico, where Mariano Medina was born. And we also visited Eden, Illinois, southern Illinois, which was the first home of William Alexander, whose son was the young suitor I mentioned in the book. William Alexander was the homesteader at Sylvandale back in 1864, and son John, who was just a boy back in those days, actually visited my mother in 1946 or 1947, right after we bought the ranch, because he wanted to come back. He was an old, old man, gray hair, you know, white-haired, 90-some years old, wanted to see his old homestead before he died. And he came into where my mother was working in the kitchen and asked to go back into the pantry where the original dugout into the riverbank was located. And he did that.
Very cool. Was your mother able to get some photos?
No, she was not. And she wanted him to stay. She tried to bribe him with biscuits to sit down and tell his story. But he was in a hurry and just wanted to drop in and look at it. And then he left. We never heard from him again.
That is very cool. So I'm curious with the Flathead Indian tribes, because the Indians are famous, infamous for their oral history. They pass their history down orally. How much of it was in their oral history when you went and visited with them? This particular story, was it part of it? Did people know?
No, nobody heard of this woman. There's no historical record about her except brief mentions in a book by Zethel Gates, who was Loveland's historian. So there was nothing about this person in particular, but there's a lot about the tribe itself. And one of the fascinating things about the tribe is they all converted to Catholicism very early in their history, back in the 1840s. And wanted a Jesuit missionary to come and set up a mission with him, which he did. And so one of the themes I explore in the book is how this woman, who was probably a devout Catholic, might have reacted to her daughter's death and decided not to bury her child in the Catholic cemetery, but instead stole it for an Indian burial.
Wow, I can't wait to read this. So, all right, talk to us about Mariano Medina. So I don't know that much about him, but he is supposed to have been the richest man in the Thompson Valley.
Yeah, he was originally a fur trapper and hung out with people like Kit Carson and Jim Bridger and others. He became a scout and guided for John C. Fremont in some of his explorations, and even rescued an army brigade which was trying to cross the Rocky Mountains in the dead of winter in the Mormon War. So he had a little bit of notoriety about him. He was known, but a sort of unsung hero as well, because when he quit the fur trade and set up his homestead on the Big Thompson River in 1858, he was amazingly successful and became the richest man in the valley with his he had a toll bridge and a stage stop and sold cattle and horses. And it must have been difficult because he was a Mexican. And this was only 20 years after the Mexican War. And most people in Americans looked with disdain on Mexicans. And so how he might have been perceived in some of the stories that were told about him, which were not too flattering, may have been due to the fact that this contradiction between him being the richest man and still being a Mexican might have played out in that early community.
So are any of his, where he lived, are there any landmarks where he was, exactly where along the Thompson Valley was he?
Oh, yes. It was about 5 miles west of Loveland. The Loveland Museum has a whole display set up that has a replica of a corner of his house. And several photographs. He was photographed about 3 or 4 times. And there is a park on the Big Thompson River called Namaqua Park, which is close to where his settlement was, where his store and bridge crossing and post office and so forth were.
So how much of the landscape, now your family has owned the Sylvandale Ranch since the 40s?
Yeah, since 1946.
How much of that landscape has changed dramatically? If Mariano came back today, obviously with the paved roads, it would look a little bit different. But just the overall geography and nature of the valley, the Big Thompson Valley, how much of it would he recognize?
Well, he would recognize the major features, but of course having it all filled up with houses and strip malls and whatnot would be a bit of a shock to him, I'm sure. The landscape around Sylvandale remains pretty much the same. We've preserved most of our land with conservation easements. So for 3,200 acres that are up there at the mouth of the Big Thompson Canyon, those would be pretty familiar to Mariano Medina.
So he'd be right at home at the Sylvandale Ranch is what you're saying.
He would. And he had a cemetery on the hillside above the river, and due to some outstanding efforts by several people in the Loveland Historical Society, they've now secured from the landowner about an acre there that holds the remains of that old cemetery, and they're working very hard now to raise money to preserve that cemetery where Lena might have been buried, that's his daughter, but wasn't.
Wow.
Excellent.
I can't wait to read this. So we were talking about where to get it. Right now it's not in major bookstores, but you have it here locally and available online.
It's at the Anthology Bookstore in Loveland. It will soon be distributed to other bookstores in December. And my website, which is davidmjessup.com, davidmjessup.com, you can order online, and you'll get an autographed copy if you do it that way.
And I'm assuming people go to Sylvandale Ranch to pick up a copy as they're going up to Estes Park this weekend. They can pop right in and buy a copy there, too.
Yes, there's a gift shop there in the office, and it's available there as well.
And so will you autograph it in person for them?
Yes, if I'm on hand, I will.
Excellent.
If I'm not out herding cattle.
There you go. If you stop by the Sylvandale Ranch, ask if David is around. He'll come out and autograph your copy for you personally. Thank you very much for joining us in studio this morning, David. Appreciated the time. The book is Mariano's Crossing. David is the owner of the Sylvandale Ranch. You can get copies of the book at his website, David M. Jessup Anthology Bookstore over in Loveland. And it will be available for greater distribution coming up in December. And we'll post that on the AM Colorado Facebook page as well. This is AM Colorado News Talk 1310 KFKA with your host, Tom and Devin.